Look at us. Here we go. Live in the studio.
Oof. We're back.
Ready for action.
Oof. Oof.
Studio A.
Oof.
LeVere did not want to be in the studio today. LeVere was like, Zoom. Let's Zoom.
And then yeah, LeVere's like, my foot fell asleep. Can we do Zoom?
No, and in fairness, though, you do travel the furthest. I don't know if people know that you come from Philly to Jersey City.
But Philadelphia?
Yeah.
To Kill City?
To another murder city?
To Jersey Kill City? Working on the fly. These are okay.
You figured it out, dude.
We're rusty. We haven't been back here in a while.
In Studio A?
It's been like 3 weeks.
Oh, Jers Rack?
Nailed it. You just needed time.
Jersey Rack City.
I just had to warm up. Just had to get a good few swings with the weight on the back.
Oh man. I'm happy to see you fellas here.
Yeah,
I know. At the end of the day, we're together. Our energies are connected. We can hold hands if we wanted to.
We could.
Yeah, please don't hold my hand.
You're not feeling hand holdy?
No.
That one's cold. Get us another one.
This was occupied. My hands are occupied. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, hands are occupied. You know what that means. Pinches.
Yeah.
Have y'all been though? We haven't.
Even... I know where I'm at. When LeMaire grabbed my my second beer, I was like, put that back. Put that back in front of me. That's my beer.
This is my beer.
That's my beer. I walked up to Nate's fridge and just got myself.
Yeah, I love that there was 3 cold beers and Andy was like, 2 are mine.
Yo, I don't know. I don't claim to be perfect. I just claim to be me.
Yeah, he walked in with 2. I was like, oh, cool. Andy got me a beer.
Andy's being a bro.
There are beers if you guys want them too.
But there aren't any more because there's 3 of us and you took 2.
No, didn't you say there were a bunch of cold ones?
No,
there were warm ones.
There's a bunch of warm ones.
Yeah, that's like a... You're a foodie. That's a delicacy in some countries.
A warm beer?
Yeah. I think...
What countries?
Countries that barely have regular, like, cold beer. So they're like, I'll take anything.
Yeah, countries without refrigeration.
Yeah.
No, I was actually reading a thing about it and where it was like countries where it's like too fucking cold.
Yeah.
They like warm it up so it can be cold.
They
you
drink
know
hot
I mean?
Beers?
No, they just warm it up so it can be like not that. Well,
so it's not like freezing.
Well, actually, no, sometimes they would drink hot beers because where they live is so fucking cold.
Yeah.
That they're like, I can't imagine. Do you get that? What is your favorite beers or are you more?
More of a liquor guy. Yeah. I haven't been drinking.
Cause
good for you.
Yeah,
you get feeling skinny?
No,
no,
no.
Well, if it's not making you skinny, then what are you doing? Just, get fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
I have been drinking.
Why ain't you been drinking?
I've been broke. Super broke.
Yeah, I feel you.
For a while, but
you gotta start robbing people. You live in Philly; they're not catching criminals now.
No.
Dude. The higher the buildings, the less laws.
No, I'm on the verge.
Let's do it right now.
You're on the verge of taking $900 worth of shit from a CVS?
Yeah. Just walking in and be like, I need this air cleaner. I need this mop.
And then somebody's like, put it down. And you're like, no. And they're like, well, I did my best.
You just have to get by some chick with a fucking smock on going like, stop doing that. And you're like, I'm not going to stop doing that.
Did you ever see that video of that guy running out of the Best Buy and he just bulldozes that lady?
No, there's one video where there's this like burly ass chick.
Oh, the lady gets
she
the
like,
it's also a Best Buy.
There's like 3 Best Buy. I think Best Buy hires exclusively ex-linemen. Because there was one Best Buy where it's like 3 kids walked in, they're all wearing hoodies, and they're just like in hoodies meandering around the cell phones, and then they start grabbing.
Guess if these were white kids. These were definitely white.
You know what? I'm gonna think about it. Not one. For sake of fairness, one was Hispanic, and No, but like they're like taking the phones off, but they're not coming off, so they're like trying to yank. And then you look in the background, and the whole Best Buy staff, the one dude literally like leans forward, hikes his pants up a little bit, and he's just like, he fucking did a Samoan, run at me, dude.
He did a Samoan haka. He was like,
they all had energy like, we didn't get into college, Paul, so this is what we fucking live for. And they just ran by and they just rocked their shit. Yeah. There was one girl who like rocked. She was like a burly chick, and she rocked the dude. And then like Best Buy fired her or something.
Yeah, did she like headlock him too?
Yeah, she like fucked him up. And then like Dana White was like, "Come be my security." I don't know how long.
Did
that
he ever
lasted.
Give her a job?
He gave her a job to be a UFC security.
And then somebody got right past her.
Yeah.
And Dana White's like, "Get in my office." Best Buy was right. You fucking stupid bitch.
Where'd that headlock skill go? Excuse me.
What were you saying?
No, it was no, you I'm were kidding. Talking. No.
There's some local corruption going on
in Jersey City.
Jersey City, what happened to your eye?
I don't know.
He just found out about that like 20 minutes ago.
No, I knew it's been a day.
You just woke up like that?
Yeah, I think I either poked myself in the eye.
God, should have told me that before we did butterfly kisses. Now I'm pissed.
That's the beginning of monkeypox. You know that, right?
No. It's not the beginning of monkeypox.
You get red monkey eyes, and then you get monkeypox.
No. Monkeypox is just legions.
I saw a dude with monkeypox on his face.
Yeah.
Like, you're not in person, just on the internet. It's like, he's eating ass. Like,
yeah.
Eating ass. I don't know why that was so funny. Yeah. But he the clear sign of ass eating on your face.
It's a lesion.
I didn't think it was actually like a gay thing. I thought that was like the bullshit they were saying about it.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
you read the first thing and it was like, this is a men to men disease.
Well, not even like it was. I saw like a real liberal news site going like, this is a gay problem. But their stance was, so we should be doing stuff about it instead of, you know, acting like it's not a thing like AIDS was or whatever. And then I was like, oh, shit. Like, I thought that was just like internet bullshit was like, hey, if you get monkeypox, you're probably gay. Or
they get offended when you say it's like a gay thing. And it's like, yo, just think how dudes are.
Excuse me, ladies.
Think how aggressive dudes are when they're trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Now, don't add any chick energy, like being like, you need to calm down. Just have another guy who's like, let's go, dude.
Yeah.
You're fucking everywhere.
Yeah. You're fucking gay dude's party.
I used to work with this gay dude. Cool bull. He never did this to me, but he definitely harassed a couple of my coworkers.
Yeah.
Like one dude was giving him a ride home. Like the manager was giving him a ride home, and the manager was like, he just grabbed my dick while we were like, he was like, we had a little argument in the car because I was just trying to be nice and give my employee a ride home from that, you know, in the dark of night in Jersey City. And he just grabbed my dick. You know, he was trying to return the favor.
Yeah.
He's he gave me cool, a ride.
Dude. Wait, what was it? Was he like, oh, if you just turn down that way, hey, how's that feel?
The way we didn't get into it too much, but the way the guy described it to me was like he just like regular, like the way you would go for, you know, just grabbing a bitch you're trying to mess with. Like if y'all are in a situation where you feel like making the move is the move. I don't know if he felt like he put me in his car, like. Yeah. But again, the gay boy was cool as shit. That was my man's. He never pulled that with me. But it was still like,
did you get fired?
Nah, he was still there. He was there before I like was done working there.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if, because like your manager who drove him home, not gay, right?
Nah.
Because like anytime,
very pretty Brazilian lady.
Anytime I have like gone for a move like that, there's always like a little bit of like flirtation and preamble.
Yeah.
That gay dude just like went for broke.
Yeah, I think he just went for broke. Cause the bull was like I think he had a little cultural Brazilian in him. Like you can hear it in how he talked and shit. And you know, some of them Latin men don't play that shit.
Yeah.
At all. And you know.
Yeah, he's lucky he ain't get stabbed. No.
Yeah, I don't think the bull was a stabby dude. He was a dork. He worked at GameStop with me, but he still didn't play, you know what I mean?
He definitely played a stabby game that night.
Yeah,
that's what he did. He committed so many assassinations in a fucking Assassin's Creed. He went specifically to bathhouses in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, yeah.
Touch my dick. I had a gay friend, Matt, in high school who would constantly
suck your dick.
Yeah. And I was like, Matt, I'm not gay. This is the third to last time.
Yeah.
Unless you keep working on it.
It's crazy that you guys even allow gay people to be your friends.
Yeah. I'm shocked every day.
You know what?
I'm slowly working it out of my system, being all religious and stuff now. I'm learning they're bad?
No.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Great delivery. It's a very matter-of-fact statement.
Yo, saying the wrong thing is the most fun. Yeah. It's nothing more fun than saying the wrong thing.
And then when there's like a standard of like, you can't say that, I'm like, well, I'm going to figure out how to say it. You're like, well, I have to say that now. Well, that was like, dude, that was like the greatest thing ever in... Oh, I didn't finish that story. I fucked that guy. And no, he would just like we ran in the same friend group and we'd like get drunk at parties together and whatever, and there would be a point where he'd be like, I'm telling you, Andy, the G spot's in your ass. It's pretty great. And I'd be like, Matt, you gotta calm down. You gotta calm the fuck down, Matt.
If women were stronger, they'd probably fight dudes the same, like straight dudes just as much as like straight dudes get that, like, chill, I'm not trying to fuck you, don't try to fuck me energy.
Yeah.
If women were all the size of that big bitch from Game of Thrones, what was her name?
I forget.
Yeah, if women were all her size, like,
sir.
The blonde one that was fucking Jamie,
the big lady, yeah, she
was Brianna.
Brianna Tarf.
Yeah, if women were her size, like, we'd calm down.
Yeah. We definitely would be, or we'd have the same level of aggression because we'd be thinking with our dicks, but we'd just be getting beat the fuck up. It'll be a regular occurrence to see some chick just two piece a nigga, it would just be how dudes got rejected. Like, oh, I said, well, she was pretty today.
That would be great. You got dumped by getting put in a headlock.
We're through. Just an ugly.
That would be how bros break up with each other. Just hit you with a swirly and fucking wedge you. Be like, we're not together anymore, dude.
Flush.
I was working with this comic the other day, and he was telling like a story about like being a bitch, and he was told like four straight back to back stories about being a bitch, but he was saying I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Did you ever just be confused with, like, like someone's mindset? They were like, so I did this, and then I was just running around the room because I didn't want no problems.
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying not to
proud
say
of his bitch.
Do you not get
into
detail? I like know what you're saying.
Wait, Nick,
but
can you cover the mic and your mouth and tell us the name? Your mouth too, so nobody can see.
It's still picking up.
All right, try it into the mic now.
Wait, what's the time? I'll cancel it. No, don't say it. Don't do it.
I'll show y'all. I don't know if y'all would have met him before.
He's just talking about being a bitch proudly.
Yeah, because his main thing was he was, talking about...
Oh, it was Cave DePell.
I'd have just said his name. I'd be like, guys, guess who I talked to?
Guys, guess who's a bitch?
That would have been the first thing on the episode. Yeah.
Cave DePell.
But fuck. Yeah, he just was like, he was telling, the other thing that I thought was funny was he was like telling a story about a guy attacking him on stage once, and he was saying it like the dude was some crazy asshole for doing it.
Yeah.
And then when he said what he said to him, he was like started saying something to me from in the crowd, and I just was like, you're a fat redneck piece of shit, you probably never satisfy your wife. Like, just harsh things to say to a person.
Oh, like, and then we fight words?
Yeah. And then we're surprised that the dude rushed the stage.
Was he black or white?
White dude.
Oh, yeah, that's
he was black. He would have never told that he ran. He would have said, I fucked him up real quick. Even if he did run, that story would have been...
White guys love being cowards. No.
Small white guys love being cowards.
Calm down.
Some of y'all love being cowards.
Some of everyone loves being cowards.
No,
that statement stinks.
No. Don't get white sensitive. It
Dude, I feel like black people would die before being a coward.
At least before accepted it. That's why I got my ass beat so much in high school.
That's why Nate jumped off a train.
It's literally why I jumped off a train.
I wouldn't be proud of that.
I'm proud that it wasn't that I wasn't a coward. That was I've got my ass.
What about that being a wait, not taking the train's a coward?
No, not jumping the
not
train.
Not jumping. When yeah. everybody else jumped, then I would have been the pussy who didn't jump. But
that's retarded.
But same thing with like fights in school. Like I've always been smaller, but I would fight everybody who wanted to fight me because I was more scared of looking like a bitch
yeah.
than I was scared of actually getting my ass whooped. Like I'd rather getting bodily harm was less scary than that's why niggas coming go to jail back the for next murder. Week.
Yeah,
because they're like he's gonna whoop my ass. But I don't, and I don't want to fight him and get that ass whooping. But I don't want to look like a bitch, so I'll murder him and go to jail for forever instead of being, you know, the bitch who ran from the fight.
Yeah, Andy, just because you don't got no machismo, don't mean anything.
Yeah, 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 man, come on, man.
You ain't got no machismo.
I can smell you from here.
yeah, hard work. It's all that machismo.
You gotta stop getting all white sensitive on this, man.
White stuff. No, that's not. Don't say the fucking. You do that, by the way. You fucking. You do that shit where immediately you're like, "Am I sounding stupid? I'm gonna call someone a bitch."
I didn't think I was sounding stupid.
Well, no, your retort was no.
That's fair.
Yeah,
but I don't know. You ain't used to get so white sensitive, man. It weirds me out.
What do you mean by white sensitive?
Because what Lemaire said was like playful. You were like, that stinks. That's a dumb statement. Like it was just we were just goofing, and you were like, knock it off with your jokes. With your jokes at white's expense. We were just laughing at Armenian genocide. The three of us together.
You didn't say that all. That was before no, the episode.
That was before the episode.
That's,
but that was,
that's Andy. That's CrossFit Andy, dude.
He's getting too jacked. He's hanging angry. Out with
too many jacked whites. They're talking about their culture, and he's getting pissed now.
No, I don't know.
You know, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to start hanging out with jacked militant blacks. And I'll start being irritated, too.
Yeah. I don't know.
How was your week, dude? You were talking about your week.
It was dumb what you said. I don't know. I don't think that's white sensitive.
I don't know. I was just goofing.
I don't know.
I think it was supposed to be dumb. I don't know.
I don't know. I just, whatever. Are you guys going to make it weird now?
One more I don't know, and we got to quit.
I don't know. If you guys want to make it weird, we don't have
to. I don't think anybody's making it weird. It don't feel weird on my end.
Oh, okay. You guys were getting like weirdly quiet. Like that was like, no, I'm not like overly fucking. That's why it's annoying when you say white sensitive, because I'm not overly fucking annoying, but like I can call them out for the thing I thought was dumb.
Fair enough.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough.
That has to be weird.
It's not weird. It's not weird.
Andy, you're talking about your week and how you got fucked that guy when you were in college.
What?
You did tell us you fucked that guy when you were in college. That was the last thing you said before he said the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking about the bitch-ass comic. That's how that's where we were.
The proud bitch-ass comic.
Yeah, but he said like some fucked up shit to a guy. And then, but me and the comic I wrote down there, we were just laughing because he's sitting there telling that story. And it's just like, yo, like that sounds crazy that
wait,
he went through that.
What was the story, though? Sorry. It was the on the stage thing.
Yeah, he got rushed on the stage. Then the comic was like a nice dude.
It's your wife's a bitch. Your sister's a bitch.
You can't please her. Like he was saying, calling him a redneck piece of shit. Like all the things.
That's crazy to do all that and not want to like get into a fight
and not be actively ready for it.
Here's my thing. I'm like I'm a dude who's like not trying to like have a fucking fight pop off. But like if it gets to a fucking point, I'm like, well, I guess a fight is happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So to be mentally, especially dude with like doing like crowd work and like talking to audience members like that, it's like a very weird fucking thing to do. And then to be like, yo, is a fight about to happen right now?
And it'd be so funny if the heckle was like, that's funny. You know? He said he didn't hear him. didn't you say that? You said he didn't hear that guy? Or?
Whatever he said, it couldn't have been. Unless it was like, I hate your stand-up and I can't believe I bought this ticket. Calling him a redneck piece of shit who can't please his wife.
It's like, fighting words.
They can't please your wife is worse than you can't please a woman. Like, yeah, you know, like, call, like, if you go to somebody, like, you can't please a woman, that's just like, you suck, your dick game sucks, but going like, your wife isn't satisfied. It's like, Nick, what did you say to me? Yeah. that might also be partly because I think after a long time, no one's satisfied in long relationships. So it's like, she's not. None of us are.
We're all sad.
We're all sad. It's Jersey weed.
Stuck up. I feel like you see that. How old was the dude who like went to go fight him?
Well, I didn't see the fight. Like, I didn't.
Oh, he
I didn't,
told you about he was it?
Telling the
Wait,
story.
He told you this story?
He told like four back to back stories of getting attacked on stage, which was another funny thing. It was like, yo, why are you making people? I've seen you act 2 days in a row now. I don't. How are you making people this mad with you, what you do? You're like, yeah, he's not saying anything crazy. He's not being. He talked like a very small amount of politics shit, but he was like middle ground. He wasn't like,
yeah,
this side's dumb or that side's dumb. It was very, you know, it was just like, you don't seem mean on stage. You're not likable up there. Yeah. Like, he was a funny dude. He was a good comedian. It was just people kept wanting to fuck him up. He had like, you know, two stories of running around clubs. One of like just being saved last minute by a bouncer. And I forget the other one, but they were.
And he doesn't want to like.
And fight you don't want to. You don't want to call him out for being a bitch ass.
Nah, he was a good dude. He's a good dude.
Sounds like a pussy to me.
Well, yes, yes, and that was, and that was, and then when he was, he told. He, oh, the other story he told was about being put in a headlock in a. He was in like a different country.
On stage.
No, he was in a different country. Yeah. He was doing shows out there, and he said that that like one of the dudes. He was just walking down the street and some dude put him in a headlock and was like, it's the funny man. Just like you, whatever. And then the way they talk or whatever. I'm trying not to do the accent of the place because I don't want to give too much away out of ball. But just like he was telling a story about being put in a headlock and like dragged into a bar and like the guy showing his friends like, it's the funny man from TV and shit. And just like I was
TV?
I'm sitting there listening. Yeah, he was on TV in that place and where, dude, in whatever country. What? I'd have stabbed somebody.
Dude, you know what's fucking crazy? Like, dude, white dudes love being bitches. I'm like, listen to this. I'm like, yo, who is this white
Fraser?
Because I'm like, I've seen so many white guys blow up over less shit. What are you doing, dude?
That's why he was hyped about it. He was like, I could have went crazy and shot everybody. Yeah, but
I had an excuse.
I didn't hear the whole story. You were right. White dudes are bitches.
Well, at least the ones that are bitches like are very proud of being.
That's the part I don't.
Comedy.
That's the part I don't fucking get. That's a weird. That's a weird thing.
Wait,
now.
Andy, can you give me a good Frieza?
Frieza. Or wait, let me try it in the Frieza.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Wanted to let the audience know I'm still cool. No, dude, that's like a weird thing. Like, people, you see it a lot in politics. You see it a lot in politics where one person, like one group will say one thing and the other group's not even like thinking for themselves. They're literally just like, I'm a reactionary to your group, so fuck you.
Yeah.
And like, there's this thing with certain dudes where they're a reactionary to that overly toxic, like shitty aspects of men. And it's like, they're like super proud of like being a pussy. And it's like, you don't have to be this like toxic man that if like you fucking say I like nuts and you're talking about cashews, you have to be like, oh wait, no, I'm not talking about fucking balls in my mouth. You know what I mean? Or you don't have to be like one of those fucking guys. Like,
I mean, it's okay to be that. We want to know you're not talking about balls in your mouth.
Yeah, or like if your kid comes home with a fucking pink shirt, you don't have to like haymaker him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but maybe it'll make him tougher.
Yeah.
Talk to him. Be like, get that fucking shirt off. Yeah, fucking, we don't have
get,
to fucking
get it together, boy.
Yeah, maybe give him two for flinching.
Yeah. Just, even if he doesn't flinch, say there it's for flinching and not for sure.
But dude, there is this fucking thing with guys that are responding to that shit, and they're like proud to be fucking pussies. They're proud to like, I fucking just sit in at home and get fat and watch Grubhub, and I know every fact about fucking Star Wars and all that. Which I'm not even necessarily shitting on Star Wars, but it's this like thing to be proud of, like, I have no survival skills whatsoever.
Yeah, I'll die as soon as shit hits the fan.
There's also a ton of people who are like,
no woman is safe with
me. During the apocalypse, I'll die first.
There's a ton of people who are like, I like sports and have no survival skills.
There are, that is a thing I've noticed a lot more than I used to notice.
Yeah.
Like dorks who love sports.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, good for them. I'm not mad at
sports
it.
Sports is for dorks.
Yeah.
Sports is a lot of stats.
Stats, numbers, keeping. It's like D&D. Sports is D&D.
Because if you want to talk about it, you got to know hella numbers.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about it with your boys, you got to talk hella numbers. So it is fucking way. That's why I get. I know it's like a corny conversation, but like when the sports fans shit on wrestling, I'm like, yo, we all like gay shit. Yeah. It's just like, don't go through life thinking you don't like something that's gay.
Yeah, everyone likes something that's gay.
You know, that's what always annoyed me about when people shit on like wrestling. Penises. Yeah, or like fucking Matt. And
yeah.
Shout out Matt. Thanks for fucking me, dude.
Turns out G spot is in your ass.
Turns out the G spot's on the tip of Matt's dick.
Yeah, this lady, Jersey City congresswoman. I don't know how to talk.
She hit the lady with her car.
She hit a dude on his bike with his car. We could probably pull up the. Let me see if I can find the video.
To my Twitter.
Oh, you saw it?
I retweeted it.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know you. Then y'all saw it. Yeah, she like hit and run some dude on his bike. She was in the right, like he was actually in the way, but she still just blew it. Like she didn't stay in. And she's
wait. Was it like the like you ever see those videos where like a dude will get attacked and then like beat the guy up and then. It should be done, but then he fucking punts his head, and you're like, ah, that was too far.
like the video with the Asian dude was he Asian? He stabbed the dude's brain into a smoke shop. Yeah.
That guy's not dead. They're not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead. Yeah, but he's like, I'm dead.
It's like the last thing you hear him say. Actually, you're yelling it, so you're not.
I'm dead. But yo, he did get stabbed like 8 times.
He got stabbed so much. One in the neck, too.
One in the neck. He's like, he's stabbing. Me, I'm dead. He just yells, "I'm get out of here." I'm dead. He was a good friend though. The last thing he yelled at his boy was, "Get out of here. I'm dead."
I'm dead.
Dude, that was a junkie voice. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, I'm dead. Yo, the way they tried to rob that guy was so dumb too. He was like, "They're like, no, I'm just in here wearing our masks. We're not talking, and I'm reaching behind." It was
they just walked in.
It was just such a dickhead way to.
God damn it. What the fuck's the password?
Y'all don't say.
I don't think I changed it.
All right, we're back.
Andy, what's your Twitter password?
The fucking curtain is up. I don't know what the Twitter password. Can you just go to your own Twitter? You don't have to log in if you retweeted it.
It's probably also on YouTube.
Yeah. Then I have to log in there.
I feel like there's been a lot of people fucking getting got by... people working cash registers.
Yeah. Recently.
Oh, yeah, because the other episode we were watching the dude get his arm blown off.
Yeah. So, wait, what?
That was so funny when that guy got his arm blown off.
I'll just send this YouTube link to the...
please.
To the... In the messages.
He was like, Yeah, he laughed like Goofy. That's not it, is it?
Oh, I saw another funny.
Is that the
thing.
Messages?
Or shit.
Just hit not now.
Okay.
That I don't think that's the one. It might be the. Yeah, that is it. That is it. But yeah, so she's a I think a councilwoman.
I know it's 5:30.
She
bring it up.
Siri,
bring that bitch hitting that guy up.
Right, gotta mix
he screams, but he is blowing. Honestly, this is gonna sound shitty. I loved seeing like he didn't die. He got up right away, so he was fine.
You just like seeing justice.
I like seeing bike because as a person who drives, people on bikes piss me the fuck.
Bikers are kind of dickheads.
And do you ever see those fucking stickers that were like that basically tell you like be careful, watch for motorcyclists? And I'm like, The only motorcyclists I have to fucking watch for are aggressively weaving through all the traffic. Yeah. So how about they stop fucking doing that?
Yeah. If you just follow laws like you're supposed to and just wait behind me in line like everybody, like you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But
bicyclists, especially, well, like in the city, and then Jersey City is a similar vibe. Like, they kind of have that thing of like, well, I see you, and it's like, well, I don't see you, and you're fucking stressing me out.
You're on a quiet bike, like you're not, at least a motorcycle. You hear that shit coming. These people on bikes are, I don't know, but anyway, he blasts through a red light. You know, probably just in the road, like thinking like I'm on a bike. We almost hit somebody coming like from some place in Jersey City doing this exact same shit. And I don't know, man. I was just happy to see one of these motherfuckers.
Street justice, boom.
Oh, that's not her fault.
Yeah, no, not at all. But she, the thing is, then she left.
Yeah, she didn't like check about her.
She probably hit him and was like, "Good. Now I'm late for work."
Boom.
Oh yeah, she didn't slow down a little.
Yeah, she just keeps going. And there's like a was that just him going my ass?
The bitch fucked my ass up.
He's got no ass too. So he's I fell right on my tailbone.
Okay, watch him flip.
She did kind of catch him right in his ass.
And he rolled quick. Is that him?
Oh, yeah. He definitely looks like a guy like that
Andrew
week.
Andrew Black,
was,
yeah.
Dude, that week he was like, I'm going to ride a bike to save on gas.
Gas is too damn hot.
Is
he's
that
in
a Marvel
shirt.
Yeah.
That's the Target Marvel. He's like, this is mine.
Dude, you should have harnessed fucking.
You think he's going to sue? Oof. That is his fault. That's his fault.
It's 100% his fault.
But she was probably on her phone. Can we see if she's on her phone? Enhance.
I don't think I'm pretty sure the experts have tried to enhance already. There, you can't really see anything. But no, some crazy shit that's been happening about her is they've just been finding out other fucked up shit about this lady. Yeah. Like her and her husband, they make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Of course.
And they're living in some like government income, like it's some government building.
Government
that's
housing?
Like it's a government housing, but it's not like project housing. It's like it's like housing for you. You can only live there if the whole household makes under $60,000 a year, and yeah, you know they make hundreds of thousands each.
Yeah,
and they've been living for years in this place that could go to, you know, a family that actually
needs
that house or could use that house.
Yeah,
if you're making $60,000 a year, you probably don't need that place. You can find something, but you know, it's dude, there for the people.
What is this, political Nate?
Yeah, I'm on the politics now. I'm a libtard. I'm going full libtard.
Are we docking? Are we docking? No, dude, you see that shit? It's so, like, I first noticed that when I saw this thing on Nancy Pelosi, and she, like, all the Congress people and shit, and in this House and Senate and all that, they rack in, like, what, like, 150, 200K a year, whatever. They all have, like, million-dollar mansions. Yeah. You're like, hey, what's that about?
Yeah.
What's that? Hey. What? Why is that happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
I don't know.
And then it's cheating. Cheating the system.
Yeah, dude.
But
if there's no not held to any responsibility. Oh, wait, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
You guys started smoking weed early.
We smoked weed right on time.
Yeah, if anything, your tolerance should be boosted.
Your tolerance is low now.
Oh, yeah.
I've been Zooming for 2 weeks. I haven't gotten my weekly contact. Yeah, no, if they're not fucking held accountable, they're going to be dickhead shit.
What else is there's another fun Jersey story that I wanted to share with you guys. This is just dumb. I don't know why I'm introducing it like it's a news story and I'm a newsman, but I think this is the character I'm going to do the rest of the episode. Okay. So this is me now.
Newsman Nate.
Newsman Nate.
Channel 5 News here in Jersey City. Going to Nate Marshall.
Oh, bad hairline. That's my next thing I got to do. I'm a black newsman. I got to have a fucked up haircut.
You got to put on white voice, but then when something fucked up happens, then you talk, then you sound like a black guy.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
These dirty ass bugs. I hate this country ass town.
Like, fuck this place, man.
Oh, that bug went in my mouth. Hello, Terrell Jones here for Channel 10 News. Fuck this shit, man. This motherfucking bug's in my fucking mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. We should be actors. We should all be actors.
I'm trying.
To. All niggas.
I mean, like, all niggas. Oh, yeah. Just because we just are two different people everywhere.
Yeah, the fucking.
Yeah, we should.
But there's this couple, right? They got some homeless dude. They were like, we're going to create a fake ass sob story for you. I'm going to put it out there. It's going to go viral because people are dumb.
Yeah. Wait, this lady that works for the
city? No. That's not one of her
things. Oh.
There's other things. I forget. The two that stuck out of the house in the hit and run. But,
the hit and run. That one was readily available.
Yeah, you mean the two remorseless acts where she steals money from people she steals homes from people who need them, and then she hits dopes on bikes.
Oh, the other thing that's crazy, though, is the city's like, we're just going to let this go away. Dude, she's not in any trouble.
The city's corrupt. Yeah.
Well, that's because everyone else is fucking living in their fucking 60K, I make 100K a year homes.
Yeah, exactly. She just got... Yeah. Caught in a dumb hit and run.
Nah, dude, the city sucks. It runs real bad.
Yeah, dude,
no, Jersey City does.
That's why.
I don't have insurance because of Jersey City. I'm supposed to have medical insurance, but they canceled it because the people in Jersey City won't send the people in Philadelphia the paper I need to be like, you don't live here.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You told us. I do remember you saying that, and that makes a lot. Jersey City, if you have like the government health insurance, because, you know, we don't make any money. It's the same to get it everywhere else in the country, except it's not. Oh no, you're white as hell now. But it's the same everywhere else in the country except New Jersey, and there's like, I think maybe one other state, but New Jersey's, you know, one of them.
It must be New York because they're both corrupt as hell.
How do you feel about government sponsored healthcare, Andy? Yo, Andy, you got to do squats. You got no ass, bro.
Dude, I was looking at, you know what, the thrust, the hip thrust is actually the workout to do to get an ass.
I've been having no ass.
Yeah, no, you gotta work on it.
Since day one,
you going for the glory muscles. Your shoulders look immaculate.
Thank you very much. No, it's the ass is getting there a little bit, but nowhere near where I want it to be.
It's toned. You gotta get some bulk in that thing.
Thank you. I do need some shape. Need a round dumper.
Dude, these joints. That's the way to do it.
Kegels?
The hip thrust. You got to put a little weight on you, put the kettlebell right on your
head. Get the bar right on me and then fucking just fucking die.
You and James Harbison.
It also makes your stroke game impeccable, I've heard.
What's the guy from the Steelers, James Harrison?
Get Matt, I could believe that. You get major thrusting skills on that one. Mm. What was the other question?
Your mom.
Yo, I was gonna say it, but I was like, that's not my place.
We gotta wait to the Patreon to go get more. I wanted to go get more, but beers.
Oh, I got it. They're gonna be lukewarm, but
that's okay.
No, that's fine. We'll wait.
We'll throw up.
Yeah. have a nice hot Scottish beer. I think that's the country that was doing that shit with the beer.
Are they that cold?
It might not be Scotland.
Sounds like an Alaska thing,
maybe. Yeah, it was probably a way colder thing.
It sounds like a Canada.
Way colder spot.
But let me tell you all the other story I was about to tell you. That was making me laugh because it was like, that's what you get, people. These people found this homeless dude and they talked him into like, we're going to let us record you. We're going to make this fake sad story that you're going through, that like why you're homeless or why you're sick or some shit like that. Make it go viral. And we'll start a GoFundMe. And they did that. And they did, like, it went viral. They started a GoFundMe. They made like six figures amounts of money from the GoFundMe. And then they were supposed to split it three ways. And they did. And then the homeless, they all got caught doing it though, because the homeless man then got mad and sued them for not giving him his fair share of the scam money. Like, he took it to court. Sorry. And then they all went to jail for it.
The homeless guy went to jail?
The homeless guy went to jail, and so did the people.
Dude, that homeless guy is hilarious. he's a lawyer? They didn't get me in on the theft.
I'd rather have no money than more money.
I think they gave him a third of it.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted half because they were a couple or something. Yeah,
which is whatever. Right, but he's fucking dumb. I bet the lawyer was like...
Wait, he still got money?
Yeah.
He got money. I missed that, but that's hilarious. It's like, dude, you're homeless.
You think that's how it should have went? You think he should have got half since they're a couple?
That makes sense.
I don't think, the only reason I don't think that makes sense, because that's like, that would have been like if when you were living here, me and Julie were like, we're splitting the rent in half because we're a couple. Like, it's got to go both ways when things.
That's fair.
When things, like, sometimes it's beneficial and sometimes it's not.
I mean, also, that's a big come up for a homeless guy. These people come up to him with this plan. They're like, you just got to fucking sign these papers and be homeless.
But all they could have just...
You don't got to do nothing.
They could have just gave him another $10,000 and be like, all right, we're sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
They probably didn't expect him to be like, I'm taking this to court. Yeah. They're probably
I'm a litigious hobo.
Yeah, you know that lawyer was dying laughing when he came in to present this to him. He was like, sir, you know, he called one of the dogs from a radio station, like one of the ones that plays on sports radio or something, for like injuries.
Injury lawyer.
Yeah. He called some injury lawyer. Dude just started laughing, like, I'm getting these fools. Dude,
his assistant walks in, he's just like, why are you talking to a homeless guy? He's like, yo, get ready for this.
Tell him what we got to sue for.
The guy comes in with his floppy hat. He's like, hello, sir.
with the can open.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Yeah, cartoon hobos are hilariously like.
Cartoon hobos seem like it's just like, you know, it's like not bad.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part about cartoon.
It's a little crazy.
And then you drive past someone in New York City taking their actual, like, dude, hitting REM sleep on concrete. You're like, damn.
Wait, did I bring it up on here? I saw this one homeless dude on the way to gas the last time I did a show there. And first off, looked like was a spitting image of Steph's stepdad, which was weird. And yo, this dude had his like half drank fucking 24-ounce Four Loko right by him, and he's laying on the ground, brick wall, head is completely like back of the head is leaning on the brick wall, and then he's laying on like the flat sidewalk, and like his neck was so fucking cranked, but you looked at his eyes and you're like, he's in the deepest sleep of his life. He's so fucking comfortable.
And it's just people walking past.
Bro, I follow this dude.
They get a lot of upskirts though. I'm being homeless.
That is the best part about homeless.
Well, look at those titties.
Pussy.
I do for some of that pussy?
I follow these two Instagram accounts that highlight like the crazy people of like LA, and then like crazy people of Portland. And there was this one dude. He was like, he had a very Jesse from Breaking Bad vibe, but with like a fucking ponytail and shit. And his pants are on, but his ass is out, and he's on this like sidewalk and like the like walk up for this like house, and he's just with a paint roller painting the whole thing white, just doing it like frantically, but then he'd like get up and inspect it and then be like, oh no, I need more white paint on this part of the sidewalk. And I'm like, yo, drugs are crazy. They send you to like, if you're that deep in addiction, they send you to a different planet.
Yeah, or he just was mentally broken.
It's like, I used to work here.
That's proof of the multiverse, because he's in a different one.
Like, he's actually doing hard work in some other universe.
Yeah.
That spot is immaculately clean.
He's in some like other the universe. Yeah, he's the best painter in his universe.
Yeah, universe 69 is fucking nice.
I bet it would be.
It'd be sick. When's the last time you guys 69?
I can't.
I don't think I did it once, and then I was like, this is weird.
It's overrated, but
that's more of a flashy move. You gotta the regular 69 is a little much. Like, you're halfway into it and you're like, this is silly.
Now you gotta go standing 69.
Yeah, it's, I was just gonna say that if you can bust out a standing 69,
hip.
That's definitely a move.
Yeah, that's a good move, just because if you pull it off, it's like you succeeded. Like, it's a man move. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Standing 69.
Look at all the strength I got.
I can pick you up and eat your pussy. What if you had like a big bitch, like your sister Phoenix Marie?
Oh,
she picks the little guy up.
I see her name a billion times and I cannot picture what she looks like.
That's a white lady. That's a white thick, guy porn lady.
Thick, tall, white lady.
I thought she was thick, but like, she don't catch but my she's attention
also,
ever.
She's not like, yeah, she has a big ass, but she's also just like bigger because she's like 6-something.
Okay.
She's real tall.
Actually a giant lady.
Yeah, she's a giant. Well, not giant.
Amazon.
She's probably like my height. But like, they put her up with like tiny boys. Mm. So she looks like fucking 7-foot tall.
Yeah.
She looks like she could start for the Sixers.
Starting cocksucker for the Philadelphia 76ers. Phoenix Marie.
Let freedom come.
I made a sick playlist the other day.
What was the playlist?
Do you know? I don't know how to explain this playlist, but it was the perfect playlist for the vibe. It was okay. It started with Round Ball Rock. You know what Round Ball Rock is, right?
No.
That's the NBA theme song, you know, from the 90s.
It's called Round Ball Rock.
Yeah. That's what it started with. That's pretty hype. And then it went into...
Are you trying to remake Jock Jams?
Dude, this wasn't just Jock Jams.
Dude, LeMayer's going to be like knee-deep into a whole business, and then someone's going to tell him about Jock Jams, and he goes, what? Come again? Dude. I've invested $70,000 into this business.
That's why I'm broke. No. Dude, Jock... No. Round Ball Rock.
He just called it Jock Jams.
He just called it Jock Jams.
Round Ball Rock.
Why are you sweating more after I brought up Jock Jams? You look nervous.
And the second song is... it's from the Goofy movie. It's the song that Powerline sings. I think it's called Me to You.
Okay.
And that's a solid.
Eye to Eye. When we look into each other's eyes. You guys don't know.
You don't know the Goofy movie song? I thought you were going to sing more. Oh, I was in. That song's a hit.
I don't know if I've seen it. When's the Goofy movie come out? When were you kids?
90s.
Yeah. I remember being in elementary
school. I was a Nickelodeon Cartoon Network dude.
I was a noob.
Yeah. You right,
dude?
I was a Nickelodeon. You got me.
How'd you miss Goofy though? Goofy's the man, bro.
Goofy was just... I didn't like any of that Mickey Mouse, those dudes. Donald, the ducks were the only ones for really, but I don't know. I was never a Disney Channel dude. I didn't watch none of them other shows, like the ones.
Do you remember how Disney Channel would sort of like trap you in Disney Channel? Because I remember it would hit a certain age. I hit a certain age where I was like, they would only show you Disney Channel commercials.
Yeah.
Because you ever notice, like, you never saw commercials for their, like, fucking made-for-TV movies?
But that's what you should do on Nickelodeon, is they only show commercials for other stuff and, like, their stuff and, like, the stuff they're selling.
Dude, I was watching fucking...
Yeah, I wasn't seeing commercials for Goofy or Nickelodeon, probably. Yeah. And I do think, like, Cartoon Network was a little darker. I mean, not Cartoon Network. Nickelodeon, both of them were a little darker than Disney.
Nickelodeon was more like teen.
Yeah, and I think that might have been part of it too. Is like I had an older brother.
Yeah,
and your brother is the same. Like you're how much older than you is, Dave?
3 years.
3 years, okay. But he's not. You guys are very different, though.
I have a Dave update, by the way.
Was he getting pussy?
Got his fucking house.
Oh, he like got
it. Yeah, and I was like over at it, and I was like.
Remember that text I sent the other day? The guy who was like Drake Mallard was like, hey, it ain't a real TV unless it's 55 inches. We got an Andy update too. No.
Oh no, I need a newer TV because the fucking image is so... He had like a brand new TV and I was like, wait, they can look like this?
Oh, they have a nice 4K Joel.
Yeah, I was talking to Steph about it. She doesn't believe me. And I'm like, no, we'll go over to fucking Dave's and look at his awesome ass TV and how fucking you can see everything. She doesn't believe me. We had a little bit of a disagreement. I did laugh. I thought of you guys immediately because we went into his bedroom. And he showed me his TV, and I just start laughing because I think of you guys, and in my head I go, "Is it smaller?
Than yours?
Yeah.
What?
Ugh.
But he just bought a house, though. Yeah, this is his starter TV.
That's like a TV he's had forever.
Yeah.
And
he's gonna put it in the kitchen when he gets more money.
Yeah, I gotta see the picture of my dad's bedroom TV.
Dave. You're so accommodating for Dave, but me, you're like, Andy, you fucking little TV.
You've been in that house for years. Yeah, dude. You've had time.
And it's an apartment. It's not a house. Yeah, like the house apartment. It's less.
Yeah, you didn't just buy a house.
Try not to be too comfortable. You know, you have the big TV. You stay inside too much. You don't fucking weightlift. I don't know if you know this. I'm a power lifter and I can't be distracted by your large, rapid TV.
What do you do when you go back home?
I say, where are the weights, Dad? Show me to the gym.
Your dad has good TVs.
Your dad did have good TVs.
TV downstairs hits. It's like the perfect size for the room. It's I want to say it's a 65 inch, and it's like the...
That's a man's TV.
That's a man's TV.
32 inches is a lady's TV.
All right, well, when I get a 32, I'll fucking ask you about that.
Oh, wait, what size is yours?
fucking.
It was like a 24 inch, wasn't it? 32 wasn't that. Wasn't
size it? Of a big dick. That's what it is.
You got a 12 inch TV.
Yeah, my TV's got good stroke game, dude. I don't even give a shit about what size it is.
Nah, dude, your TV got weak stroke game, dude.
Your TV looks like somebody set an iPhone Max on vertical.
It's at least an iBook Air.
Yeah, it's that. MacBook Pro TV.
Is he so funny?
Do you mean it?
No. I don't know. I don't think about TVs like you guys do.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we can tell.
I'm going to be honest. That might be part of the black plight. We do be wasting money. No, but I don't know if Drake is black.
It's about the comfortability.
It is. Well, TV is a different thing.
Andy's dad isn't black, and he has good TV.
He's got good TV. But I have come across a lot of small white people TVs. Mm. Like Tyler Rothrock, his house is his TV, like his living room is like as big as your whole apartment. Your apartment's bigger than mine. That's why I'm using your apartment, Andy. His living room is like as big as your whole apartment, and with like high ceilings, like really, like probably from the floor to like your neighbors, the people who live above you, seal it. His living room is that big.
Here's what I think it is.
And he has a 40 inch TV.
Here's what I think
it doesn't make sense. Here's it made me so mad.
Here's what I think it is. I think with like a lot of white people, there's this inherent urge to just like be modest about shit. Cause I've caught myself doing that so many times where I'll like be in a store looking at something and then I put it back and I'm like, I don't need all that.
And you get a good feeling from doing that, don't you?
Somewhat, yeah. And like, no, legitimately, I hear what you're saying about the fucking.
Why?
But I wish, I'm gonna be honest. I wish I would get a good feeling.
You're not being wasteful.
Frugal, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you think I wanted to want to buy these $70 sandals?
It's not being
retarded.
No, dude, it's not that they're $70. It's that you're like, I'm gonna keep these and wear these around the house for 10 years.
Yeah, I probably will wear them for a long time. But I'm not going to wear them for 10 years. I probably will, because then at that point, they're going to be dicks. I'm not.
But dude, think about that with a TV. I bought my TV in 2012, my first TV. It was 32-inch Vizio, and it lasted me till 2020 when the government gave us all that money. And I got a new 60-inch Vizio.
Yeah.
That's going to last me until 2030.
Vizios do last. Yeah. Vizios do last.
Yeah, I had a Vizio in college that fucking... whole time. Yeah, I don't know. I was laughing about that the other day when you sent me that message, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm fine. I was like watching my TV. I was like, I'm fine with my TV.
And then you saw Dave's man TV.
No, it was the image. It was the image.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the size. You could get another, like the same size TV again, just get like a 4K.
No, ideally, I'd be funny, but ideally I do want a bigger TV. I just... That's TV we have.
Now, 32-inch flat is not a TV you should be having outside for people to see.
See, that statement's crazy to me.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, you think you should have a 32-inch in your
living room?
I don't know.
You invite guests over to watch the Super Bowl, and everybody's going to be so mad.
I don't invite people.
We're going to have a UFC fight night. Everybody crowd around. You're going to have to put fold-out chairs around your TV so everyone can see.
It's like a fire.
Yeah, everyone's watching TV.
That's
like,
so funny.
They're blowing on your TV. I got more image.
No, I'm not. I want to make it clear. I'm not anti-big TV. Love a big TV. It's just like... That's the TV we have. I don't know.
No, I got you. It is actually, smaller TVs are better for games. Gaming. Like, depending on shooters.
Oh, no. I did. I was telling LeMaire in the car, I do want to get a bigger monitor. Because I hooked up Call of Duty to the living room TV. Mm. And I was like, Call of Duty can be this big?
What size monitor, though?
Because
you're going to be right there at a monitor.
I don't know. A little bit bigger than the one I have.
That's what I was saying to Annie. I was saying in the car, I was like, dude, 24-inch monitor, perfect size. Yeah. 32-inch, too big. 24-inch, perfect.
20, yeah. This is actually a little too big, I think. It's supposed to be ultra-wide. Yeah. I don't know, for ultra-wide, that's probably fine. But...
What about the split in the middle?
Yo, and that happens so fast. You know the other thing that sucks too is like the warranty's probably done.
Yeah,
that happened so long ago. The warranty might be done, but I never want to not have it for the podcast.
Yeah,
so it's just
And
now that I got the new system, I'm like I would love to hook it up to this and play it on this. Yeah, but it's.
It would bother you the whole time.
It bothered me the whole time. I haven't played a game on it since it happened. I was playing. I still play the computer games. I haven't played it since it happened.
That would be so frustrating.
I was so happy with this, and it was like dead in the middle. I have no idea what.
What are you doing?
Sorry, dude. Didn't mean to make fun of you for your TV.
Oh, I don't give it.
Sorry, it's my. I'm sorry. I'm putting my TV insecurities on you.
No, the TV shit doesn't get to me. I just don't. I. It's the. It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
How much you like. It's like you think about it outside. I'm not saying your whole day is thinking about my TV.
It's my whole day.
But like the level of emotion was funny to me. I was like, I don't know. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I remember I was thinking about it the next day. I was like, I don't know, dude. That's how big my TV is. Like, I think Steph got it. I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense.
That a lady got the lady TV.
Yeah, that makes sense. Dude, my roommate was like a...
Called it a lady TV?
Yeah, I've been calling it a lady TV
the whole time.
I didn't notice that. I'm sorry.
I have a new roommate. I just moved. And,
you moved to a new place?
In Philly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a much better neighborhood.
Oh, you got rid of shit-ass Pete?
Pete was cool.
No, I'm kidding.
Cool.
I like Pete. Speaking
of silly. New roommate, a lady. And I was going to bring... I had put my TV in my room, and she's like, why don't you put that in the living room? I was like, Andy's going to love to hear that. My bedroom TV is a living room TV, you know? Maybe she lived that life, dude.
Wait, so you moved your bedroom TV to the living room TV?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
I thought you let this new roommate talk you into getting rid of your bedroom TV.
Never.
Oh,
got to mount it on the wall soon.
Yeah.
No.
How big's your bedroom TV again?
About a 55.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's my living room TV. To be honest with you, that's impressive.
Dude, man, you got a switch
room. I got a little living room. I got a tiny living room.
Yeah,
and this is all like 4x5 boxes.
TV.
Yeah,
I just said like 55 or 54,
which is perfect for the living rooms.
For my size living rooms, it'd have been too big. But I trust me, if I could have fit bigger on a bigger thing,
yeah. Dude.
That's a bit crazy.
What, too big?
That's the angle I'm going. Honestly, my TV's too big.
Oh, speaking about Pete, RIP. Speaking about Pete, his TV, his living room TV, 65 inches.
That's solid. A good living room solid. TV.
That's a good living room TV, dude.
Now, do y'all ever have this thing where you play games on a big TV and you're like, especially shooters, where you're like, it's hard to see everything on the screen on a big, like you actually have to turn your neck to see things. Like, oh, he's over. And that's,
nah, my living room, see, the problem with my living room TV, this is the actual, like,
do you game on it, though?
Do I? No.
That's what I mean. For movies and shit, it would be a big deal.
So I was telling you about how I was thinking about getting Stray because I was like kind of interested and Steph was interested. So I was like, I'll put it in the fucking living room.
Yeah.
And so I put it in the living room. She was away for a whole week. So I was like, I had so much time to just sit on that couch and play Call of Duty.
Did you whack it?
Like a
TV,
heck?
TV porn?
Damn it, I didn't think about that.
I don't think it's that easy anyway.
Next time
on an iPhone.
Nah, dude, I could probably. You could probably do some Chromecast type shit.
No, I'll try it.
Okay.
On an iPhone, or you have to mirror cast it, and that's like a whole to do.
Oh, but I thought my living room TV was like the perfect size to see everything. But this is why I realized I need because like my TV is a little bit old, like not super old, but a little. Like we got it when we first moved in, so it's probably like 3-4 years old at this point. And I noticed like the TV screens must have gotten better because Dave's looks so fucking dynamic. And I'm playing like Call of Duty and I can't tell like how far people away because it just felt fucking flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't adjust it to make it any better. I wasn't enjoying that.
He probably got Dave seems like a dude who would have definitely gotten a 4K.
Yeah. He has I don't think ours is 4K.
Yeah.
Dave definitely got a 4K. Oh, dude. He fucking. He's a nerd.
It's 4K laugh.
Yeah. You know how Tim Allen does the tools grunt? That's the TV grunt.
Bro, he's in fucking nerd heaven because he has upstairs his bedroom, a guest room that has his computer in it, and then he has a whole room for his Warhammer shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then like
he gets so much pussy in that house.
For every day, there's a lady Dave.
I think he is.
He's all yeah. He's gonna fucking bring the ladies over. They'll see his fucking models, and they'll be like, "Yo, that's a lot of detail. I'm gonna detail your cock, dude."
Yeah, I think so. And know that shit.
That guy's good with his heat.
And then he had all of his pictures around the house. were all Magic the Gathering related. And I was like, let's go, Dave.
Like in his house, like in his living room.
You know, when you play Magic, there's like land cards.
Yeah.
Like he had a frame photo for every land. And I was like, dude, he's living the dream. He's living the nerd dream over there.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Let me watch that Bob's Burgers movie. It's pretty funny.
You know, like Brendan Crick's wife worked on that movie.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why I did that. I was thinking
wait, who is she? H. John Benjamin?
Yeah.
I was thinking about him the other day just when he did this.
Sorry. It's so funny to say. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why I randomly brought up a friend of ours. But I was thinking about when we were doing some show and this like lady comic stunk. Hey, but she was real hot and had a great ass. And he went up to her, shook her hand, and was like, nice set. And then turned to me, it was like, a butt cheeks.
Like, that's a good one.
That was a great one.
Classic Crick.
Classic loving butts Crick.
He was texting me the other day, like, he wanted to be a DM for Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I would fuck with that.
Yeah.
I would fuck with that hard.
He has to learn. He has to go to the School of Jibs, though.
Oh, he doesn't...
He doesn't know how. He said he was trying to learn how. You gotta go to the School of Jibs. School of Jib Knox.
School of Jib Knox. I just saw an article. I don't know how true it is, but it's all I can think about right this second is somebody sent it to me. Is the Kevin Durant. Sixers might try to get Kevin Durant. That would be pretty amazing if we just had Kevin Durant.
He's on Brooklyn.
There's no way, dude.
I don't think so either, but he does love Joe. He said on JJ Redick's podcast.
Isaiah Joe?
No. But anyway, shenanigans.
What just happened? I don't know enough to know what just happened.
He said the Joe on the last Joe on the Sixers that anybody would give a fuck about. Yeah. He barely even got to play in the playoffs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he said on JJ Redick's podcast that Joel Embiid, he thinks he's like one of the best, if not the best player in the NBA besides himself. And that would make sense that he'd want to play with him. But that's not going to happen.
That's why the NBA is lame, because you want to play with your competition, you want to play against
them. I agree. That's why I stopped fucking with KD, because when he was on the Thunder and LeBron then went to Miami, he said, he was like, I came into the league to be the best, not join the best. And yeah. Then he went to Golden State.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, dickhead.
You're just saying things.
Yeah, you're just saying things. I think you might have meant it until you saw it
happen.
Until it like happened to against you, and you're like, we can't get out.
Dude, that's why you around. Can't make
Golden
like,
State back at
like,
the Brinks truck.
You can't make declarative statements. You're like, I don't know how money's going to change me. Yeah. I've never been super rich. I might just lead into it completely.
It wasn't even money. It was the desire for a championship. He was going to get, he was Kevin Durant. He's going to get the max money from anywhere he could go.
Yeah.
It'd be so nice to be super rich.
That would rule.
Wouldn't it though? Just be a little rich. I don't even need to be super rich. Just be a little rich.
Yeah. Patreon.com/POTM.
It's never going to happen. We ain't never breaking 200. we've been like trying to break through 200 since the Alley episode.
Since 125.
I got to do mushrooms again, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if we can. I don't know.
Double the dosage. It'll be a regular mushroom trip.
Nah, it's fine, man.
I got mushrooms at home right now, too.
I got mushrooms here right now.
You want to do mushrooms?
Right now.
Let's do it.